Hi friends, I'm Aman Biswas. Hope you all are diving in the ocean of the knowledge of technology of media enhanced learning shown to us by Prue Moore. So many changes have occurred. Globalization has resulted in remarkable changes even in education system along with trade and economy. Everything has evolved to almost 360 degree from the last two decades. Even in my own teaching career, the education is becoming more and more technology based, and that is advancing as fast as the click of the mouse, making we instructors the lifelong learners. The World Wide Web, created in October 1990 when dot-com companies were created, has been evolving. This led to Web 2.0, which is a complex, multidimensional concept attributed to a group of web experts led by publisher Tim O'Reilly. The present times websites typically share two things in common. Firstly, people go to these sites to do something. Secondly, there is a shift in the way that people interacted with these new sites. Unlike Web 1.0 sites, which were designed to deliver information to users, with Web 2.0, the user often becomes a producer of information as well as a consumer of it. As a result, users are able to perform tasks, create data, and communicate and collaborate using Web 2.0 tools. As we know, the present generation is technology savvy and is putting pressure on the instructors to design their courses and teaching within set of digitized media protocol based on set of theories, which in my case are generally blend of cognitivism and constructivism. Screencasting, webcasting, photocasting, podcasting, vidcasting, or what we call whatcasting, Skype casting, mobile casting, text casting, course casting, blog casting, these are all different forms of broadcasting digital content using either the basic hardware or software, where myself has to play the additional role of an actor, producer, and the director, along with being a biology instructor. Though I scan various software as Audacity, Levelator, and iTunes for my present project of PIDP 3240 podcast, I find this media of Audacity very handy. It is relatively simple to use, very easy to edit and process jobs on both single and multiple track projects. One can add soft music in presentations. Audacity starts up very quickly, and with the latest 1.3.6 version, I can begin editing the WAV files virtually instantly, and there is no waiting for long audio files to load. Voice comes pretty clear, though that has more to do with the type of the PC we are working on. Above all, it is very compatible with screencast. For publishing, I am using mediapodbean.com because I find it very user-friendly. Publish podcast in very few clicks. It supports RSS 2.0 and Apple iTunes podcasting tag. The Web 2.0 based podcast player can be easily embedded into the websites, blogs, and social networks around the web. For my second project of PIDP 3240 podcast, I'll be using the portal wizIQ.com to justify the virtual feel of the marriage of LMS with the Web 2.0. Hope you enjoyed this. Have a very good day. Thank you for listening.